producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
And you've always wondered what's going on in the world, the real world. You have arrived at the right place on the dial, or on your computer, your device, if you will.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. For those of you who want to know what the average house costs in Beverly Hills, you'll be happy to know that it's $6,553,880.
That's the average?
The average cost of a new home. If you were to purchase it in Beverly Hills today, you're going to be, this is the average, just everyday, four-bedroom colonial living.
We're not doing that soon.
Nope.
Okay. Right, last night I saw a post on Facebook. A buddy of mine posted a picture of his dock out in front of his house on the river. And he says, I need a bigger Christmas tree on my dock. This looks like a lantern. And I just posted hashtag first world problems. Needing a bigger Christmas tree on your dock.
Yeah.
$6 million average houses.
This California real estate, no matter what you say, is the best investment of any real estate anywhere. And the further north you
go
these days. California.
Not New York City?
Buy into it. I don't know about New York City in terms of how it's limited. There's not new building much going on in New York.
Manhattan's
it's a reconversion.
It's not very far you can go. Once it's done, it's done.
What is there about today? What did I miss in the beginning?
I don't know.
Maybe
the
I shouldn't.
The first hour was so awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it was the first hour. Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think it's just go away. Day.
We can make it now the Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn program. I can just go away. That's it. Maybe
for me
to go away.
Yeah, you're gone.
You're too old, Roberta. That's
Aww,
the problem.
What?
You're old now in our society. You're to be dismissed. Just go away. Just make fun of the old people. Let them go away and go sit in the
corner. What happened?
And
no, we're not making fun of you because you're old. We're making fun of you because you're pouting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay. All right, so anyway, where was I before I was so... Oh, I wanted to talk about the Seattle City Council voting on a bill to give Uber and Lyft drivers the right to collectively negotiate their pay. Why would the city council have to be involved in something like this? It's a private business.
Because Seattle is a communist organization.
Well, the progressiveness of the city. I don't get, and I would think if you lived in Seattle or any place, that this became a public discussion. This is not the public's business. This is up to the private individuals who are either working for Uber or Lyft, or who own Uber and Lyft. It has nothing to do with the city council. If those people want to organize, then they have every right under the laws of the United States of America or the state of Oregon, I'm sure, or even the city of Seattle to organize. This is an attempt. This is the old politically correct ruse. We want to make sure we take care of our own, quote unquote. That is the
union.
Dirty cab drivers who have filthy cars, smell like tobacco smoke in them, whereas Uber,
really
I don't know anything about Lyft, frankly. I hear they're similar to Uber. But Uber offers a very good product at a very good price. And the people who, as I understand, I've known three or four of these people, including my son who was going to do some Uber driving. Richie, you tell the story all the time about this fellow that drives into work. He was an Uber. He fills up his car with people, drives to work, pays for his commute. He's very smart.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to negotiate with anybody. If he wants more money, he just takes more work. So, and these people
and
are busy all the time.
About the cab driver that I talked to who said he tried switching from driving a taxi to Uber and it didn't work because he said for a part-time gig, it's great. For a full-time gig, your expenses for your car, it just eats up all your profits.
But that's the way it works in America. You want to work more,
right.
You make more money. You don't want to work more, you don't make as much money. Why is this so confusing? for people. I don't get what it is that...
It just kills me how taxi drivers fight being legislated,
yeah.
Yet they want everybody else to be legislated.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Why are taxi drivers saying, why don't you treat us like you treat them not legislate us as much? But no, taxi drivers are saying, well, you have to legislate them too.
Yeah. The whole business about unionism is protectionism. It's like trade practices. It's anti...
It's just hypocritical.
What's the word? Anti-theoretical, not anti... It's a close second to anti-theoretical.
Anti-marge.
Makes sense.
I remember her. She made great cranberry sauce.
Yeah. The idea of trying to insulate these people and protect them from the competition, which is what America is all about. We're all about competition. The people who do better, make more money, succeed better than those who don't work as hard. Why are we protecting people who do a substandard job? And that's really kind of what this is all about. Anyway, it so bothers me when the government gets involved in things like this. There's no reason for it whatsoever. Here's another discussion that we are really pretty much on the forefront of in this, and that's not a good sentence, but the concussion discussion, which has been going on in this program for 4 or 5 years, there are new wrinkles all the time in it. This movie coming out this week is going to be a very important, or next week, Christmas Day, very important work. So earlier today, we were talking about concussions and what happens to people who are in the Army. We had a gentleman on from Seriscan, and there's this new movie, what's it called, Assault. I think it's a movie that will give you a behind-the-scenes story of what's really going on. Somebody sent me something I thought was very provocative that I wanted to discuss with all of you, one of our listeners, who said he would like to add his opinion, which is great. That's what we want, discussions of these issues. This fellow says he's in the Army, not to take away what any of the groups. What I had said also before was that with regard to what you expect when you go into the NFL and you play, you expect to get hurt. That's what you sign on for. So you ought not to be given any special consideration other than that which is in your contract. Same thing is true for the military, and I applied it also to the police, whether or not it's something that settles well in with people. That happens to be how I feel. So he listened to the conversation about when you are in the police, you've signed up for being in harm's way, so you ought not to get, if you understand that, any special consideration, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't be taken care of if you get hurt on the job. It just means we kind of pay more attention to some of these people than I think we ought to, frankly. Anyway, so he says, first, the military and police force do what they do for the protection of others, regardless of the reason they do it. They're in the profession to protect others. NFL players do it for entertainment. Second, there's a pay difference between the three professions. Third, medical care differs between the groups. This is more an option, being that I have not specifically looked into it yet. I would say that the medical personnel taking care of NFL players, on average, are better paid, available, qualified than those who are in the military, at least for long-term care. I don't know much about the treatment that police officers receive. I say the previous to get to my point. While each group joins their profession knowing what they're signing on for, the difference to me is what each group is doing it for and the long-term care given to each of these groups. For NFL players, there is less emotional trauma involved, and people forget that aspect of a person's well-being. What military and police professionals go through is a lot more emotional trauma on average than with football players. Yes, there are those that are less affected. It happens in all parts of the military and police. There's nothing you can do to prepare for it, in my opinion. Excuse me. Also, I'd like to say, side effect of the recent push for the safety of NFL players and concussions has also affected the military members and the care those types of injuries has, in my experience, improved. The care for people who have injured. Well, we just had this fellow on. If you want to hear the conversation, excuse me, listen to hour 5 of the Monday program, and you'll hear the conversation from this expert who says that that's not really the case at all. That many of these are still being swept under the rug, and that's the reason that there's so much more attention, because people in America want to have these people who are putting their lives on the line better taken care of than they are. And I think that's true with most of us. I say to someone who's been in the service, I remember when I was coming back from the trip to Iraq, we stopped at the at Bangor Airport. Bangor Airport is the way station for all of the soldiers who are coming back from the Middle East to come into our country. That's the point of entry. They all get off. There is a big place in the airport where the men and women who are getting off these planes are attended to by volunteers. And you could tell by looking, again, given the fact that they're over there, they're in harm's way to begin with, but you can still tell by looking at the people getting off the plane who has had a tough time in a combat circumstance versus those who have not been directly in combat. And so as hard as it is, there's a fine line there, and maybe some of you disagree with me, and that's okay. I think that there are three tiers. The people who are actually in harm's way getting shot at, the people who are in the theater of war, and those who are back here in support circumstances. The people in the theater of war and the people who are actually being shot at, those are the ones that I say first we ought to acknowledge in a really sincere,
meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we do that by saying, oh, thank you for your service. I think that's meaningless drivel.
It is. It's really about doing something.
Yeah, right. I mean, we all say that, but who's actually agitating for the VA to do a better job of taking care of these people? You heard, if you didn't hear what this guy said, the point I'm making with this, the person that was on from Saraskan, he said that the Army or the service is trying as hard as they can to get people out if they have PTSD. They're trying to throw them out. They're giving them dishonorable discharges so they don't have to take care of them because they allege they're mentally incapable or something like that, or they do some, they're guilty of some infraction that comes about as a result of their PTSD, and then they throw them out. Can you imagine anything that outrageous in your name? These people are being thrown out. They're protecting you, and then they're being thrown out in your name by the very people who asked them to put their names on the line. I mean, put their lives on the line. Does that seem right to you?
Those people should be thrown in jail.
Yes. So all of my angst, part of my sort of being my liver in a quiver today has come about because of this sort of slapping me in the face at this time of year especially. I think it's so outrageous. So forgive me for having been somewhat impatient with everybody. This is something that bothers me. It really does. You all know me well enough to know when I'm sincerely bothered by something. This stuff bothers me. That in the name, the corruption that's going on in our country is so severe that we have these people who are being who have really done something important not being rewarded, and people who have done nothing being rewarded. It's troublesome. 20 after the hour, and good day.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at VeraJackson.com. That's VeraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This Christmas, you have just one special wish, her hand in marriage. But before you ask, come to Jared, where you can create a one-of-a-kind engagement ring just for her. Choose from thousands of diamonds.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Two most prominent female voices, maybe some will criticize me because they're both white.
Can I guess?
Are you or Adele?
Taylor Swift and Adele. Sorry, right.
That's what
I was going to say.
Not a very difficult guess.
I'm not a fan of Beyonce,
who
seems to be a big deal. She doesn't appeal to me one way or another. Are you racist? No, I'm not a racist. I didn't like her music. That's all. I'm so tired of people taking shots at people who it's like the people who always have to complain. Richie and I are always talking about this. There's always somebody who's offended by something.
Yep, everybody's offended.
Go ahead, go be offended, but go listen to another program and get offended. You think this is offensive? Listen to some of the other crap that's out there. All right, anyway, having said that, Taylor Swift is releasing a live concert special, the 1989 World Tour Live, available for streaming for Apple Music users on the 20th. I think that's a play on something, 1989 World Tour Live. That's the year she was born, I believe, right?
Yes, 89 was the year she was born.
Is she that old?
She's 24, late 25, 26. She's 26 now. Yeah. Yep.
Remember when she was a little kid.
I know. Remember when she was like 17?
Yeah. Look at what she's accomplished. And the same can be said for Adele. Adele as well. Okay, now here's a focus on somebody who has been an extraordinary part of the entertainment community.
Other end of the age spectrum.
A long time, yes, right. The other end of the age spectrum. Dick Van Dyke turned 90 years old over the weekend. Our video of the day is from the Disney Examiner. This weekend's celebration of the birthday party, there's a flash mob that serenades Dick with selections from Mary Poppins. And so you got to go see the video. But in the last couple of minutes, Dick joins them for Let's Go Fly a Kite.
I love this.
I think he
was fantastic.
Pretty good for 90.
I love him.
You heard me talking. I went to see Kenny Rogers perform over the weekend. He's looking really old and sounding really old.
With all that work, you'd think he should have be looking great.
No, he doesn't have it anymore. It was a nice experience, but he doesn't have it. Van Dyke has it in many respects. And our thought for the day today comes from Dick Van Dyke. The secret to keeping moving is to keep moving.
I think that's... We were watching...
Mary
Poppins was on over the weekend, and the kids and I were watching. We watched it for about 15 or 20 minutes. Man, what incredible shape that guy must have been in to do some of the dancing like that he was doing.
Yep. Well, the same can be said for Julie Andrews and the other people that were really dancing around there.
It was unbelievable, some of the stuff he was doing. You just thinking with the physical shape that he had to be in.
Motivational time here. A motivational thought for the day today. It's more difficult to stay on top than it is to get there. Mia Hamm, the professional soccer player. Wasn't she the one that sort of bared it all?
Yeah. Threw off the shirt. She was happy.
It's more difficult to stay on top. And that's true. You can get there. I look at Ronda, what's her name?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she's an example.
Yeah,
she
got a target on her forehead.
Yeah, right. Well, anybody who's on top, we do as Americans. The quote of the day today comes from Will Ferrell as George W. Bush on SNL. It makes you miss me. He was talking about the Republican presidential candidates.
That's funny.
That was part of the SNL script and the skits that went on Saturday night. I'm not, he doesn't do it for me. But there are some lines that are there. And there are a lot of people who are looking around and thinking, George W. looks pretty good in comparison.
A lot of people looking at Mitt again, too.
Yes, right. Will he be the spoiler is the question. 28 minutes past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Here's something right up Roberta's alley.
Oh.
A stocking stuffer from the Manhattan Emporium. A holiday flea market over the weekend offering some pretty horrible gifts. Pieces of human skulls. Muskrat jaw jewelry. Two-headed stuffed birds.
Nice.
Wearing there's a bird skeleton with a Santa hat on it.
You know what they say, right, Dougie? Two heads are better than one.
I just see Roberta being fascinated by that. Is that your version of the ugly sweater, Roberta? Is that what that is?
Yes, indeed.
Get the ugly sweater. Speaking of that, the ugly sweater concept in China, people and newspapers and radio and media in general that doesn't agree with the government. There are, even though you may find it hard to believe, in China there are some dissident newspapers. There are other points of view. But what seems to be happening is that some of the companies that are most supportive of the state, example, Alibaba. How many people know what Alibaba is?
I know what it is.
eBay.
Yep. It basically is the e-commerce equivalent to eBay,
Amazon-ish.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, they had a initial public offering earlier this year that went bananas. It is now the most highly capitalized company in the world, beats anything we have in America.
Yep.
In terms of value, and it's going up and up and up. How you buy stock in it, I'm sure you can buy stock on the American Exchange in this company, but it's like...
I'm not sure you can.
Really? You think not?
I don't think it's listed on the American exchanges, no.
Oh, really?
Roberta would own it, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
But it is on the Hong Kong exchanges.
Yeah, but how easy is it for us to buy things on foreign exchanges? I don't know, because I never have done
it. If you have a broker, it should be no problem.
Yeah, buy them here and there. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, so the point of my conversation here is that the China...
It is on the New York Stock Exchange.
Is it on the New York Stock Exchange, Alibaba?
Yeah, $80.
Okay. $80.
How much?
Started about 40. It was 40 or 41 when it went out. I made amazing. I mean, it's just an amazing outfit. So, South China Morning Post is an English newspaper that has been based in Hong Kong. It has been Hong Kong. There still are vestiges of free speech in Hong Kong, but Alibaba decided that there was it's a good moneymaker, so they say. So they're going to buy the newspaper. So because of Alibaba's allegiance to the leaders of China, because the leaders of China have basically looked the other way. Alibaba would not have been able to exist in China had the leadership of the Communist Party not sanctioned what they were doing. So my bet is, because there's so much corruption in China, like there is here and most every place else, I'm betting that most of the leaders of the Chinese government have hundreds of thousands of shares of Alibaba stock. What do you bet?
Oh, undoubtedly.
I think that's probably... And so the Alibaba cash machine works at the business of trying to image China. And so the best way to have a positive image of the Chinese leadership is to get rid of newspapers like the China South Morning Post, because they're always taking shots at the government. So now Alibaba is buying it, says it will not interfere with editorial decisions. Of course they won't. Right. New. It's going to be a clean deal. No, but this is how it works, and this is how it works everywhere. It is. We all are. We extend an arm of welcome when money comes our way. Don't we love it when extra money
comes our way?
Especially at this time of year, we are so thankful for whatever money. And the more money we get, hopefully we're thankful for it. But sooner or later, you get so much money that sometimes it is it's corrupting. And that's what's happening to our political system. It's what's happening to business. There's nothing better than making money. I love making money. I think it's, and it isn't the end all nor is the be all. It's never been with me, but it's fun to make money. Well, I mean, let's face it, it's better to have it than not. If you're, there are other things in life that make life worth living. Some people just go after money because they want more money. It doesn't work that way. You have to put it back into the system. You take it out and you put it back in again. That's the whole meaning. If you understand the spiritual reality of abundance and money, you take it out, you put it back in. You earn it, you put it out. It has to go in a cycle in order for you to get all the benefit of it. At least that's the way I believe. And so... In this circumstance, you have, or any circumstance, look around at the stock market, all these people that grouse about Wall Street and all the money that they make. Well, you know what? There may be a point to it, to a point. But the other side of it is that it's responsible for so much of the down-to-earth money, the money that gets invested in some of these smaller companies. I had a conversation with a fellow over the weekend. And what a wonderful American story it is. I won't tell you his last name. His first name is Jim. And I met him this summer. He came to my farm to buy some hay for his animals. And he had here's a fellow, I guess he's mid-50s probably. When he was young, he partnered with somebody. He's a good businessman. He partnered with somebody, had a great idea for some software development. I don't know how many of these are there. There are dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of software applications for particular industries and businesses. You know, the medical software. You look around, you see pretty much software that applies to every business, specifically grocery stores, car dealerships. It's just endless. So this fellow develops, or his partner develops the software. He markets it and sells it. And they've been in business for 14, 15 years. And along comes medium-sized Company X. And Company X, the leader of the company, is so impressed with this man and what they've invented that he decides to convince his company, medium-sized business X, to buy small business A and bring this fellow and his company into the fold. Well, turns out this fellow did such a great job of running his business that the board of directors looked at him and they looked at the guy who's running the business and they fire the guy that wants to, that brought in this man's company, and he put, the board put him in charge of the whole company, not just his company. So anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because he went from having a, he lived down the street from me, an average size home, maybe worth $950,000, something like that. It was probably under $1 million or right around $1 million. And when this happened, he bought a very expensive home on a lot of land in a community not far from here that's a pretty exclusive, expensive community. And I'm sure that he spent $3-4 million, maybe more than that, for this place that he bought. Well, now he's looking to upgrade again, and because he knows of the value of this one farm that I'm going to sell, somehow or other I'm going to sell some of the value in it, he's looking at that. But I just, the reason I bring it to your attention, especially in the light of this conversation, is because there is this animosity that is created superficially by the news media and others. There isn't anybody listening to this program. There isn't anybody involved in this program. There isn't anybody in our country who isn't somehow the beneficiary of somebody else's largesse. Somebody else has created something to help you create something, but it starts with a seed, and the seed is called money. And without that money, nothing happens. It doesn't. So this unrealistic attitude that people have about those who make money, you know what? It's a drop in the bucket. It may be gross for a Wall Street guy to get paid $20 million a year to run a company when he doesn't work as hard as somebody who's only making a couple of hundred grand. But the guy making a couple of hundred grand will have the same opportunity to make the same kind of money as the guy who's at the top of the heap if he works hard or she works hard through the course of their, sometimes it's just luck, like that woman that developed the pinprick read of the blood thingamabubbers, and she's now with $8 billion or something. She's 34, 35 years old. Those things happen. But the other thing, this guy who I told you about develops something, works hard at marketing it, and has the fruits of his labor. And that's what the system is about. And I guarantee you, having been around this guy, he gives a lot of money back to whether he's investing in other businesses or whether he's using it to help people that he wants to in his own way. But he's, I can tell he's a generous guy. And even if he wasn't, what business is that of yours, what he does with his money? It's none of your business. He'll, sooner or later, or other people, women, men who have money, they'll put it back into the system to make it work. The artificial anger that's created by people who don't like other people who have money is obscene, I think. I really do. I think it's the root of much evil in our country to not understand what really has made us what we have. We become so spoiled and disjointed at understanding how the system works. And I know I'm sounding a little preachy now, but it bugs me when these sorts of realities happen. So I've just given you my 2 cents worth. You know what is really wonderful about this week? The Star Wars movie and fans and excitement and all the attention. The one person who deserves more attention and more credit than anybody else associated with this franchise is John Williams. In my estimation, anyway. You look at what this, I mean, who in American film has done more for the, just think about how the Star Wars music starts. And Richie, maybe you got something there. The Force awakens. Everything wakes up with that music. It's so wonderfully appropriate for Star Wars. The American Film Institute declared him the greatest American movie score writer, if that's the right terminology. Guy's won Oscar, has been nominated for 49 different awards over his career. Twice as many nominations as Meryl Streep, who is the most nominated in the acting category. So he's been nominated 49 times. She's been nominated 19. Isn't that a great story? Think about it. Well, not only the Star Wars movies, but Jaws and Close Encounters.
The Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
NBC Nightly
Indiana
News.
Jones, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List.
Gilligan's Island.
The theme to NBC Nightly News.
A lot of mailbox
Sunday Night Football. know, as just the guy.
Wow.
Is, what a great contributor. This is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here's a guy who grows up in Brooklyn, Roberta, from nothing, and he creates this whole, I mean, the guy's got to be a jillionaire, and he ought to be.
He's had a lot of mailbox money. Every time NBC Nightly News plays the theme, bingo, mailbox
Superman,
money.
Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Every time you hear one of his compositions.
Isn't that a great American story, though? Think about it. Think about what a great
Purple, Bridge of
American
Spies,
story.
Oh, yeah.
Twilight Zone, the movie.
I just think it's a great classic American story. Okay, so I made my point, I hope, with my ranting and all that for 4 or 5 minutes.
You've done a lot of ranting today.
I have done, yes.
Oh, Harry Potter, too.
I mean, this guy's into everything, Richie. He deserves every bit of accolade, every bit of money that he's made. It's a great American story, from nothing to the king of themes. That's what his story is, his life story. He continues. The guy's got to be, what, 70? 78. How old is he? 83?
Yep.
Woo!
Looking at his wiki page right now.
83. Kenny Rogers is only 78, but I think he's had a rougher life, I'm guessing, by looking at him. Oof, man. He just had his knees operated on. He could hardly walk. It was kind of sad, actually. That's guys like that should know when to quit.
The sad part is maybe he can't quit.
Well,
maybe
he
needs the money.
He's got a wife who's 30 years younger than he is and two kids that are 11 years old. What'd you say, Jen?
He's doing okay. He's got the young, hot wife. I saw him in concert maybe a year or so ago, and I thought he was all right.
Well, I think he's changed. I think the operation on his legs makes it hard for him to get around. He was forgetting the words and things like that were kind of embarrassing, actually. But it's still, when you hear the music, though, when you hear the songs that you love, it's like anything else, when you go to a...
Play the game, you gotta learn to play.
The stuff that he has had so many hits. If you were to look at the number one songs he's had on the country and pop chart, Richie, you'd find dozens of songs since the 60s when he was in the group was called, not the Stone Ponies. What was the name of the first edition? It was the first edition.
Yeah.
He was in the New Christy Minstrels as a folk singer. He's had a great, great career. And I just, if it was me, I'd just want to kind of say sayonara comfortably. If I get to that point, you have to tell me. Well, maybe I won't listen to you, though.
You will not listen.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that.
Now and you don't listen.
All right. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
The best you can hope for is dying to sleep.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 68 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books for 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Actress, singer, and humanitarian Hillary Duff is kicking off this season of giving for a good cause.
I've joined
forces with Johnson & Johnson's Donate a Photo program to raise funds to support Save the Children and other nonprofit organizations.
Donate a Photo is a free app that turns something most of us do every day, sharing a photo, into a way to raise funds and awareness for the causes we care about.
I'm sharing my photo to support Save the Children's Early Step to School Success program, which gives parents and caregivers tools and training they need to give their child a strong start in learning and in life. Johnson's Baby Grand will triple all donations made to Save the Children through Donate a Photo this holiday season.
And you can do it too. Visit donateaphoto.com to learn more.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffens, good day. Tech Talk time with our tech guru, Richard Schemmel. Happy Monday to you, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well. Good weekend. So, you know what the big conversation was yesterday? I'm sitting around the, we go to a local pub, a couple of buddies of mine, about eight of us, and we watch football games on Sundays, the Redskins. Usually watch them lose, but yesterday we got to watch them win. And we got into this big conversation about these hoverboards. And one of my buddies is like, they're all exploding. And I'm like, it's just
yell it like
few
that?
Cases. Yeah, he's like, oh, you can't go in, they're all exploding. So, but apparently there's nine of them that have caused house fires across the country. And now airlines are saying, dude, we don't want them on our airplane. But that's more because of the lithium batteries, correct, Richard?
That's right. The manufacturers in China, I shouldn't say don't care, but they look to cut corners and some use.
You can say they don't care. We don't mind here.
They don't care, and they're cutting corners and putting in really bad lithium-ion batteries. And if you've had something, remember a couple of years ago, Apple had that problem with lithium-ion batteries in their laptops.
Yeah,
they were gaining heat, and some were burning desks. In fact, my daughter had one that didn't catch on fire, but heated up and burnt her desk. And Apple immediately
really?
Gave her a new computer. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's serious there.
So you have to be careful with lithium-ion. The airplanes already have rules about carrying lithium-ion batteries in transportation, in warehousing. They all have to have warning labels on them.
So if anybody has purchased one of these hoverboards, have you seen if there's a way to see whether you have a good battery, a bad battery, or do I have a bomb sitting in my house?
I would buy it from a legitimate company.
That's apparently the key, is a lot of these are knockoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, gray area knockoffs. Like I said, they rushed the market for the holiday season. And I know that the emergency rooms are keeping track of the accidents with them as well.
Well, that ought to be a fun stat after Christmas.
yeah.
How many broken bums did we get from these things?
It's a rush to judgment on this. They rush this out just to make money.
So another thing that we noticed during the watching the football games, Star Wars has pretty much attached themselves to every single product that there is, whether it's Target or, every commercial had some kind of a Star Wars hook to it. How does Disney have the backbone to be able to connect themselves to every other brand in the country?
They have a licensing machine. You know, when they got the Star Wars franchise, they thought, hey, this is a gold mine in licensing. What gets me is all the car manufacturers, the different car manufacturers.
Yeah, I saw that too. I saw some car commercials with it.
Are connecting to Star Wars, and one would think that only one would want to be associated, or they would only want one associated with it. But these guys are real pimps. I hate to say it, but Disney is going out there and
they are a money making machine. They absolutely know how to just pump the money into the system.
For Star Wars, they do. For other movies,
my kids watch the Disney channels all day long. Man, let me tell you something. They are geniuses. It's unbelievable. I see this new app. We all seen the Watson, the IBM computer, the supercomputer. Apparently now they have an app where you can bring it on your phone and you can have Watson at your service.
Right. It's for trends, buying trends. And it talks about what are the latest buying trends in smartwatches, and gives not a top 10, but it gives you why there is a trend. And it's very interesting for people in the industry to see this. For the average consumer, I don't know whether they're as interested as we are, but I check it every couple of days, and this thing is quick. It is like what we saw in Jeopardy with Watson. It answers the questions real fast. I'm just waiting for a Watson to appear like a Google search or a Wikipedia.
Where you have the little hub on your kitchen counter, and Watson can answer any question that you want, or help you
absolutely
buy anything that you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's great.
That's when we all just can shut our minds off and not have to do anything anymore, which is, I'm looking forward to it, actually. All right, Richard, thank you. It's 59 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.